USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's Black Friday, and around 115 million Americans are expected to shop. That's according to forecasts from the National Retail Federation. Today will likely be the busiest shopping day of the weekend, followed by Cyber Monday, when almost 64,000 people are projected to shop. This as Amazon workers across the globe are striking this Black Friday.
Thousands of Amazon warehouse workers in about 40 countries plan to take part in protests and walkouts to coincide with Black Friday sales today. Employees in the United States, United Kingdom, India, Japan, Australia, South Africa, and Europe are demanding better wages and working conditions. The campaign is being called Make Amazon Pay. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In Massachusetts on Thursday, President Joe Biden said he has not directly engaged with rail labor negotiations, despite the White House press secretary saying earlier this week that he had been directly involved. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls reminds everyone.
Before the midterm elections, he was taking credit for, you know, saving the country's economy in crafting this deal as a deal maker. He was taking credit then, but now that the unions have rejected it, suddenly he's had nothing to do with it.
Some Georgia counties are gearing up for early voting for the Senate runoff election. More than 20 counties are slated to open polling locations Saturday. Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker are squaring off for the nation's last contested Senate seat. The United States is set to face England in World Cup soccer action on Friday. The game begins just after 2 o'clock Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Students at the University of Idaho can now attend classes remotely as the murder of 4 students earlier this month remains unsolved by police. The announcement was made in a video posted online Thursday by University of Idaho President Scott Green, who says they're trying to meet the needs of every student.
Some are not comfortable being back in Moscow until a suspect is in custody. Others are asking for in-person classes and the structure that life on campus brings. To meet the needs of all of our students, we have asked our faculty to work with their classes to allow each student to complete the semester either in person or remotely.
He says instructors will communicate directly with students on whether they will be offering Zoom or pre-recorded lectures. On this day after Thanksgiving, many people are wondering exactly what to do with all their leftovers.
How long are those Thanksgiving leftovers good for? According to foodsafety.gov, if stored properly, your food can last for up to 3 or 4 days in the fridge. So about the end of the weekend. You can extend your Thanksgiving leftovers shelf life by 3 to 4 months or even longer, if you don't mind a little freezer burn, by putting them in the freezer properly. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.